Joe, game on tonight. Yep. It's got to be exciting. And I guess one of the best things, not only besides Vanderbilt's record, is the fact that the crowds have come back. I mean, I know that there have been great crowds for a lot of SEC games over the past few years when Kevin's had good teams. But it seems to me that Memorial Gym is getting back to that old feeling that you and I remember at the end of the C.M. Newton era and the Eddie Fogler era, when that place was a snake pit for any visiting team coming in.
I would agree, Mark. It's funny because I looked at the UMass game in particular because we had already announced early on that there was going to be no single game sales for the SEC games, that all the tickets were sold, all those games were sold out. So UMass was really the last chance, if you didn't have season tickets to come and see this team play, to sit down in the student section, you know, where the students gone. And I was curious to look up and see what kind of crowd we had in the student section for the UMass game, and it was packed, and even though the game was on television. And I think that tells you a lot about the folks trying to come back and enjoy the excitement. And I had somebody tell me the other day, they said, "Boy, have you ever heard the gym as loud as it was on Saturday?" And I just kind of laughed. I said, "Oh, you haven't seen anything yet." So it is a lot of fun, and certainly this team is a lot of fun to watch. You know, that's given them, you know, something to come and turn out and be excited about. But now in the story in the paper today, and you know, conference plays a different animal, and certainly the intensity kicks up a little bit, and a South Carolina team comes in that has traditionally given Vanderbilt problems. Certainly they've got great guards. So I anticipate another up-tempo game, and if history is any indication, another close game, because they have been with South Carolina.
And, Joe, if you look at the way this team has kind of been battle-tested, they've been down in a couple games and fought back UMass DePaul and then beat Georgia Tech Wake Forest. Yep. You know, I think they're primed and ready, and it just seems like they're playing with so much confidence and being their ranking. It seems like they're handling all the accolades, obviously, to this point very well. But we had Barry Booker on yesterday, and he was saying besides like maybe one or two games, this is kind of all set up to win the SEC this year with everything going on. And do you kind of hesitate a little bit when you think about all those expectations?
Yeah, I think you do, Frank, and hopefully this team will do what they've done up to this point, and that's not look ahead. They've been really good at just focusing on the task at hand. And, you know, I know there are a lot of fans that are saying, okay, you got South Carolina now, and then you're going to Kentucky, and they're not playing very well. And, boy, you could win both of those before you go to Tennessee, and what a game that'll be. Well, if the guys are thinking that way, you're going to slip up somewhere before you get to Knoxville. So, I hope that that's not the case. I don't think it will be the case. I think what's fascinated me most about this team is how these young guys have played with such poise, you know, like veterans in clutch situations. I mean, A.J. Ogilvy, we've seen, obviously, we knew that he was a little bit more mature than his years from early on. But guys like Keegan Bell and Darshawn McClellan, you know, that have stepped into clutch situations and pressure situations and played like veterans, I don't think anybody could have counted on that quickly. And that's really been a big part of why this team's 15-0.
But I will say this, over the next 8-9 days, they got trips to Lexington and Knoxville, and that's going to put some hair on their chest, no doubt about it. I want to talk about Shane Foster, who at times gets overlooked, Joe, because of his consistency this year. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important because we know at times last year Shane disappeared. Well, he scored in double figures in every game this year. Part of that is attributable to the fact that, you know, Vanderbilt plays that up-tempo game. But still, I think he's leaving a mark here in what has started out to be an exceptional senior season.
You know, Mark, he had a chance going into the UMass game. He needed 9 3-pointers to become the all-time 3-point scorer at Vanderbilt. He got 8 of them, so he tied the record. He and Ronnie McMahon are tied for career 3-pointers at Vanderbilt. And Kevin's talked about it. You know, they've played some games where guys have had weak moments or where guys have not played their best. Shane has not had one of those moments yet this year. He's been, as you said, very consistent throughout every game. The element about Shane that I think a lot of people overlook is not only is he their best perimeter scorer, he's their best perimeter defender. And a lot of times he ends up guarding the other team's best offensive threat from the outside. That's a tremendous amount to ask somebody to give you not only to focus on the defense on that player for a game, but to also score at the other end. And that's really been a challenge that Shane has accepted this year. Look at his rebounding numbers. They're the best of his career. He's just given everything to this team. And I, you know, he's living up to all the billing of preseason, you know, all conference. And I know Travis Ford talked about it after the game with UMass. He said, "We had a hand in his face on almost every three-pointer he hit. It just didn't matter." And Shane just jumps up and takes those contested shots. And he's become a great leader for this team. It's hard to believe he's a senior, but if he keeps playing the way he's playing, you know, they'll start talking not only about all-conference, they'll start talking All-American.
All right, sound down on the Vols tonight. Joe and Tim on the radio. That is the batting order in my household.
There you
Joe,
go.
We'll speak to you again tomorrow morning.
Look forward to it, guys.
Thanks, Joe.